Well, I have a question for you. What does Mount Kilimanjaro, church history, and listening have in common? Well, that's because those are three highlights you're going to get in your inbox today because it is, well, Tech Tuesday. And joining me today is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, Sarah Kenzie. Sarah has put together another great email full of some wonderful interviews and programs here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, that you're going to see the link on. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Sarah, the first interview that you have highlighted is one that is from our production engineer, Aaron Earhart. Boy, and this one came together so quickly. It's really exciting. Father Corwin Lowe, well, he's taking his ministry to new heights.
That's right. Aaron has this great interview with Father Corwin, who some of you may know from Holy Rosary Parish here in Portland. And Father Corwin just left this past weekend to be the chaplain on an expedition to summit Mount Kilimanjaro. So in the interview, Father Corwin shares about the trip and also how he is trying to support the Western Dominican Student Brothers. And so you can actually donate to support them. You can follow Father Corwin on his website, which we'll also link in the email. He'll be sharing updates as he goes. He actually already has a couple of blog posts up from his travels over this past weekend. And it's a great perspective also for us, I think, here in the United States, hearing what he has already observed just in traveling, the great luxury that some of the travel industry is trying to push on us, but also seeing, you know, like what things are like for people in Tanzania. And it's a good perspective for us. And I'm sure he'll have many more things to share as he continues on this trip.
Sarah, just in preparation, we went to his website to look at what was up there. And of course, he showed right away that one of his connections, well, took him right through Dubai. And he has some pictures of there. So I would definitely encourage our listeners to open up that email. It'll get you right to the interview that Aaron did with Father Corwin. And then also, it's going to have the link to where you can get right to Father Corwin's webpage where he's talking a little bit about this. And then you can also find information about how you can support the seminarians. Sarah Kenzie is joining us today on another Tech Tuesday as we talk about, well, what's hitting inboxes this afternoon. Sarah, we have great locally produced shows. It's one of the best parts of Mater Dei Radio is the locally produced shows that we have. Now, on the Morning Blend, about every other week, Miriam Marston joins us from Blazing the Trail. Now, if you've not listened to her show, she comes on every Wednesday at 7:30. Of course, Sarah, you've set it up so the podcasts are all available on your smartphone. But she's going to be one of the highlighted shows in this week's email. Tell us more about this, because I think her guest this week, really very intriguing.
Yes, this was such a good episode. They all are. But I found that this week's interview that Miriam did was especially interesting. So she interviews Dr. Ryan Hanning, and he describes himself as a homesteader and scholar, which you kind of see that and you're like, oh, what does that mean? And so I would encourage you to listen to the full interview. Dr. Hanning shares how he's a professor of church history and Catholic studies. He's a husband and father of 10. And he shares about, though, how he and his wife made the move from the city to live on a homestead now outside of Nashville. And for them, it was a move that they felt that they were called to make for their family and to kind of teach their children how to be good stewards, especially kind of figuring out what is our connection to the land. And so it's very, very interesting. It's fun to hear about his life. For me as like a farm kid, it's fun to hear about someone else raising sheep or cattle or whatever. And so I enjoyed that aspect. But you know, it's fun to hear about, but he also makes it very applicable to anyone. So even if, you know, you're not able to, you know, leave the city and go live on a farm. He has some great principles about, you know, how do you ground yourself in your faith? How do you teach your children to give to others? How do you take good care of the gifts God has given you? How do you figure out your vocation? He talks about, you know, there's several different aspects to our vocation. There's, you know, we're all called to holiness. We're all called to a particular state in life. He mentions that we're all called to a certain job, but most of us spend a lot of our time figuring that part out. But maybe we don't discern these other places that we're called to. And he also mentions we're also called to a particular place and a particular community of people. And sometimes those things change and we need to be open to where God's calling us. So very fascinating story, but also has a lot of practical advice for any of us.
Wow, Sarah, I think if that was a reality show on television, that would be one that I would love to watch to see how they navigate all of that. And of course, the connection and being stewards of God's creation. Oh, always so important to us as Catholics. Well, Sarah, and then lastly, before we go today, we are in, I would say for sure now, in this synodal process. And one of the things that Archbishop Sample, that was so important to him about this process, is that we pray throughout the whole thing. We were given a prayer. Pope Francis offered a prayer for the synodal process for us to pray. Many parishes are picking that up. Well, one way that you can also get it is to pick up your phone and download the app. We got some great prayers there.
That's right. So as we've mentioned before, we do have a huge prayer library on the app, but we have added the prayer for the synod, for this listening process that the whole church is going through right now. And it's a beautiful prayer to the Holy Spirit to guide us through these next several months as we have those sessions in our parishes and as all of that feedback is collected. We really want to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us through that. And so the prayer that we've been given is actually one that's been used at church councils and other gatherings for hundreds of years. And so if you just download the Hail Mary Media app and you go to the prayer section, you can find it in the text, audio, and video sections under special intentions. So we've been asked actually to pray this daily. So you can use the app to pray along with us.
And Sarah, you've also set it up that if people want to have reminders, perhaps during the day to say, oh, it's 3 o'clock, I want to say this prayer for the synodal process. How can they set that up so that way they get a notification?
Yes. So all you need to do is go to the pray section of the app and just scroll down till you see daily prayer reminders. And there is a customized form and you just say which prayers you would like to get reminders for every day. And the synod prayer is one of those that you can choose.
So you'll never forget to say that wonderful prayer again, to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, because that is what we need definitely during this listening session. Sarah, it's another great email. I think that people are really going to be interested in the podcast that we have. And of course, to find out more information on how to pray that synod, you've set it up so perfectly and easy for our listeners to get to. So thank you so much for that. And thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, if you're not getting those emails, well, why aren't you? Head over to our webpage. You'll find more information about how to support Mater Dei Radio and also how to get connected to those weekly emails. I'll attach that link to the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com.